For this morning's public reading of God's Word, turn with me to Luke chapter 4. I'm going to be reading in our hearing the first 13 verses. This is the temptation of Christ when he went into the wilderness and had a spiritual combat with the wicked one. And he wins. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 13. Jesus' three temptations. Luke 4, verse 1. Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, verse 2, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. Jesus answered him, saying, quote, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God, unquote. And that was a direct quotation from the book of Deuteronomy. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power, all this authority will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me to whomsoever I will give it. If thou wilt therefore worship me, all thou shalt be thine. Jesus answered and said unto him, quote, Get thee behind me, Satan, for, quote, it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve, unquote. A quotation from Deuteronomy 6 and 10. And he, the devil, brought him, Jesus, to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from thence. Now the devil's slick. He's going to quote the Bible now. For it is written, quote, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. That's Psalm 91. The devil can quote scripture. Church members may not be able to quote scripture from memory because they don't memorize the Bible, but the devil knows the Bible better than you, and he can even quote it. Jesus answered and said, quote, it is said, quote, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Please be seated, but remain open. Now, I think I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. When you come to your Bible, when the Bible was originally written in Hebrew and in Greek, there was no punctuation marks. There was no commas, no periods. There was not even a quotation mark at all. In the Greek, it was written in capital letters. And get this, there was no space from line to line. There was no space like we do today. You have so many spaces between a sentence as you're typing. Not so when it came to writing the Greek. All uppercase. And it just ran with no chapter division. Why is that important? How does chapter 3 end? Well, we read the genealogy. But when Jesus was baptized, see if I can find it here. Look at, just turn back to chapter 3. Look at verse 22. Luke chapter 3, 22. Chapter divisions can be a blessing, but they can also be a hindrance in connecting dots. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my Son, in thee I am well pleased. What did Jesus hear by his Father? You are my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. John the Baptist heard that, and the people that were on the shoreline waiting for their baptismal time heard that. God is telling Jesus, You are my Son. Now, turn the page, go back to chapter 4. Jesus now was in the wilderness. And notice how the devil comes in verse 3. Did you make the connection when you and I were, as I was reading and as you were hearing? The devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God. Whoa. If thou be the Son of God. Look at verse 9. If thou be the Son of God, do this and do that. Isn't it amazing? God the Father acknowledges before everybody publicly, this is my beloved Son. But when the devil comes along to tempt him, he throws doubt into Jesus' mind. If you are the Son of God. Or you can say it this way. Since you are the Son of God. And that way the devil is kind of agreeing. If, okay, since you are the Son of God. And since you're hungry, you've gone 40 days and 40 nights with no food, no drink, no companionship. Turn these stones out here in the desert. Make that rye bread. Make that sesame bread. Make that whole wheat, 100% cracked wheat. And eat. Since you're God's Son, can't you make these stones into bread? Now guess what? Jesus could have done that. But if he did, he would have sinned. People don't make that connection. Jesus could have quenched his hunger right then and there. Since you are God's Son, the devil says, show it. Turn these stones to bread. And then enjoy. And then Jesus comes right back in that verse 4 and he quotes the Bible, the book of Deuteronomy. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Then the devil takes him up in this mountain and shows him all the empires of the world. And notice, Jesus never rebuked the devil for lying. The devil says, I've been given all these kingdoms, and I give it to whomsoever I want to give. Let's see, he gave it to Napoleon. He gave it to Hitler, he gave it to Mussolini, he gave it to Lenin, he gave it to Stalin, he gave it to Khrushchev. He gave it to a whole lot of people in history who ended up bringing death and carnage and destruction to millions of people. You know, the first day of the Battle of the Somme in 1916 when the British went over the top, the worst day in British Army history ever. In the month of July, 1916, when the whistle blew that morning, 60,000 British young men were mowed down like blades of grass in a few hours by German machine gun fire in no man's land. To this day, the single worst day in British Army history and its existence. And then what was Jesus' response in verse 8? Get Satan, sorry, we're to worship God the Father and Him alone. And then finally, the devil takes him on top of the temple, that beautiful temple that Herod spent decades decorating and renovating. And the devil says, okay, since you're God's Son, in the book of Psalms, and if you read Psalm 91, I'll give you a little hint. The devil only quoted part of the verse. He's slick. And that's why this preacher always wants you to see where he's coming from. I'm not going to preach part of a verse and then keep the rest of it secret or hidden by deception. But the devil's slick. He only quoted part of Psalm 91. And in that psalm it says that if you were to fall, God would send his angels and they would gather you up and protect you lest you dash your foot against a wall stone or against the ground. So the devil says, since you are God's Son, jump. Jump. Because your Father has promised that if you jump, he's going to catch you in midair. Beloved, the devil quoted scripture. He quoted a portion of Psalm 91. And what did Jesus say? Don't tempt the Lord thy God. But then let me leave you with this last thing. Look at that verse 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from Jesus And there's no period there. What does it say? For a season. The entire public life of Jesus, 3.5 years of public ministry before he went to the cross and was buried and rose again from the dead, the devil followed the Son of God from town to town, from mountain to mountain, from sermon to sermon, waiting for his hour to strike. And when he struck on the cross, the devil thought, now I got him. And when on that Easter morning the women found the tomb empty, Jesus looked at the devil and said, gotcha. I won. You've lost. And so, my dear friend, there is the temptation of the Christ. Now, there's more that can be said, but I wanted you to see the connection. In chapter 3 of Luke, God the Father already said, this is my son. Now the devil wants to use those words on Jesus and says basically, okay, since you are God's son, I know you're hungry. Take up these stones and eat. Make it into bread. Now, I'll leave you with this other thought. It seems the devil was quite aware what was going on in Jesus' life. He knew he was hungry. He knew he was thirsty. That also means the devil knows everything about you and I. He knows the buttons to push and the levers to pull to make you and I fall. He knows you better than you know yourself. He knows how to trip you up and to make you and I stumble. So be careful what you hear and what you see. Amen.